877-506-2323.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now. So give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258, My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
The views and opinions expressed on KHNC are entirely those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Fire from the cannons. When the smoke clears, we're still standing.
Just stand our ground.
Fire from the cannons. When the smoke clears.
Okay, folks.
All right,
can
guys.
You hear the rev? Okay. We're going to have to do it up
here. You're on.
Hello? All right. Can you hear me, Davey? All right. Okay, my headset is not working. So anyway.
Somebody's got their radio on in the background. They need to please turn that off, and please do not be on speakerphone. Thank you.
All right. Is it better?
That's good.
Okay, buddy. Wow. Hey, folks. Welcome to the Pac-Man and the Rev Show. Everybody knows that... Pac-Man's not with us anymore, but that's okay because we're going to keep the name of the show the same. And I am joined by my buddy, who is of his radio name is Repairman Jack. So, and what that was, JD, the reason we were getting that feedback was we had two phones online, but they were in the same room. So there's a lesson we just learned, huh, buddy? Got to have them phones separate, or you get that same feedback as if there was a radio in the room. So, Repairman Jack, what's going on in your world, buddy?
I work.
You work?
I work. That's about it.
Are you insinuating that I don't work?
No. We were talking about I-25 earlier, and that's intriguing, actually.
Yeah. As everybody knows, this is the Saturday, and then in 2 weeks, another Saturday, that I teach the survival class. So we're live from the survival class, but it turns out there's only two of us here, me, the teacher, and the Repairman Jack. And I'm going to have to get used to saying that because it's not his name. And so got it. Repairman Jack is like Pac-Man. It's a radio name. So anyway, yeah. Eric, we were talking about I-25. And I had mentioned that coming down from Severance, because I live north of here quite a ways. We're in Firestone, by the way. We're broadcasting live from the Carbon Valley Library. And this is an incredible facility. If you folks live in the area, it's part of a multi-library district. So almost many, many, many of the people in northern Colorado can automatically become a member of this library. And they've got study rooms. And I was just thinking, man, they got to have a probably 50,000 books in here. What would you guess, Eric?
50,000 on the low end. 50,000 on the low end.
I think so. So we had a visitor. Okay, so to finish on the I-25 thing. Okay, let's say what I've noticed in the last 2-3 years is they have got the crash rail almost completed. There's only a couple of sections. Now what's interesting about this, there's crash rail on both sides. So the northbound and the southbound I-25 is crash rail. And that crash rail has in the center dividing the two sides, they have, what would you call that? Just a crash wire, a guide wire to keep people from drifting? Yeah. And, since most of those many miles in there are strictly going over to farmland on either side, what would be the purpose for crash rail in areas where there's no, it doesn't even drop off? It's just, what do you think it's for, repairman? What do you think?
To funnel everyone onto the exits.
That's
no
right.
Escape. No escape off the highway. And
so
there's
if you...
wildlife fencing, you know, south down to Colorado Springs, I don't think you can drive through that.
No.
So it's just intriguing.
Thing...
It's interesting.
Basically, if you want to get off the interstate, it has to be on an exit. And I know they put up signs all over, no median crossing and everything. But yet, every so many miles, there'll be a wreck or a crash of some kind or a flow inhibitor that keeps you, and people used to cross the median and either go on the other direction back to the last exit, or they jump over onto the frontage road. Well, with the barricades that they've got on the sides of the interstate now, you can't get to the frontage road. So your only chance to get on or off when they have that completed will be at the entrances or the exits off the interstate. How tough would it be, buddy, to close one of them? Huh? But just... yeah, because they're...
A military vehicle, that's it.
One military vehicle. And if you notice, they have guards going up the ramps, too. So from the start of the... where the ramp leaves the interstate and starts up the hill, you could turn any kind of... you could put a Hummer in there or any other heavy-duty military vehicle, and you're not crashing through. They park it sideways, and it's blocked. So what's the reason? It's kind of like, why are all Walmarts located by the interstates? Two reasons. One, to make it easy for people to get to them. But two, What was that you said we were discussing earlier about some kind of a contract?
That's my understanding. They have a contract with the federal government to temporarily house individuals.
Yeah, but it was rumored for years and years that Walmarts were all unutilized FEMA camps, and it makes sense to me. And the reason it makes sense to me, if you look at them, all Walmarts basically are the same. They have two really large areas that can be. All right, folks, we're going to go to break. We'll be right back. KHNC 1360. Don't change that dial.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
The KHNC live text line is open. Text questions or comments to 877-536-1360.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
We are back, and we're going to come at you for another 45 minutes. And we were talking about I-25 and the fact that they have it pretty well designed to keep you on that interstate, to prevent you from getting off it. And I figure it's going to take about another year, and they'll have all the remaining gaps closed. But what's the purpose for that? What's the purpose? One might say, hey, the primary purpose is to assist with traffic flow. And,
Denver, Colorado has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Larimer County until 2:00 p.m. At 1:14 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time, a severe thunderstorm was located 4 miles northeast of Rustic or 26 miles northwest of Fort Collins, moving east at 40 miles an hour. Hazard, 60 miles an hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. Source, radar indicated. Impact, expect damage to roofs, siding, and trees. hail damage to vehicles is expected. This severe thunderstorm will be near Red Feather Lakes around 1:20 p.m. Mishawaka around 1:25 p.m. Poudre Park around 1:30 p.m. Other locations in the path of this severe thunderstorm include Livermore and Wellington. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building.
Get off this thing, and when there's no options left anymore, so, you know, half of my trips now are planned around not being anywhere near an interstate just because of that whole concept. I just don't want to be trapped. So, okay, repairman, you're on the spot now. That you've got some literature on some five different survival scenarios where, you know, in my mind, I'm always running through these scenarios, right, Jack? I'm always saying, what if, what if, what if? And so these are five that I grabbed off the internet, and go ahead Jack, go ahead and read one of them. Start with that first one, because it's one of the scariest ones I've ever read.
I don't think we have the same paperwork here. Yeah, mine is the seven stupid things people do.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, talk about it. Total lack of organization. What about your second one? I think you had two of them. Anyway, okay, I'll go ahead and tell you the first one that was on that list. It happened, a gentleman, I'm not going to give names, okay, even though the article listed names. A gentleman was hiking, and he was in the Rocky Mountains, and he was in a situation where, so did you see the movie ever, 127 Hours, that's the actual name of the movie?
I haven't.
And okay, well, the James Franco played the star in the movie, but the person we're talking about decided to hike the Blue Canyon in Utah back in 2003. Okay, he was an experienced climber, and he broke the cardinal rule of survival. He went climbing alone, okay? And he was climbing down a narrow slit in the rocks, and a large boulder came loose, and it fell on him, and it crushed his arm against the rock wall. And he spent the next 5 days trapped under this 800-pound boulder. So, you know, how did he finally get himself loose? He used his knife, okay? And according to the climber who survived, his knife was just basically a El Cheapo pocket knife, the kind you get. I don't know if you've seen those flashlight packs at like at Walmart. You buy a flashlight and you get a free pocket knife. And it was one of those. He had to try and read. He's day five into this. And so think about this. He's he's about to die just because of what's going on. He's no food, no water, 5 days, and he can only use one of his arms. The other one is pinned. He describes this. He says
he broke his own arm.
He had to leverage into a position to break his own bones in his arm, and then he performed what is today the absolute best known self-amputation in history. After he broke his arm, he had to cut it off at the break, cut off what was pinned. And first of all, yeah, okay, he had 5 days to psych himself up to this. But, you know, when you think about having to start cutting, first of all, just to break his arm, I'm amazed he had the fortitude to do that, and then to go ahead and cut his arm off. Now, when we've discussed this in survival class, the concept is that you put a tourniquet on your arm just directly within a few inches or within an inch of where you're going to cut it off. If you were in that situation, what would happen is in 10 or 15 minutes, the tissue begins to go numb from lack of blood, and in fact, it dies. And, you know, first of all, folks, I'm not a doctor. I'm looking at this from a purely pure survival scenario. And then when the tissue's been numb and you've been able to cut through, you have to, if you don't have a way to leverage and break that bone, your only other choice would be to cut it at a joint. And, you know, there's cartilage and everything. And then, you know, we've all popped a chicken. We've all popped a chicken bone, a wing out of the frame, or a thigh bone out of the frame. And I got to tell you, I mean, Jack, I have no idea how this guy did it unless he just totally had himself convinced.
What a badass. Die. Oh, man, I just used the knife to cut my own throat. There's no way I could do that.
You'd bleed yourself out.
Yeah, I think so.
And that would work. You could do that. So anyway, you know, there's a couple of lessons in this. One, you know, if you're going to be a hiker in the woods, and I know, I can hear it right now. You guys who hike in the woods or who go camping, you always got to carry these big sheath knives on your belt. You know, in an emergency, a good-sized sheath knife is really a lot better than a pocket knife. I mean, I'm thinking seriously than the knife you get free with a $15 flashlight. So anyway, the final outcome. After he had broke his own arm, finished the amputation, he made his way out to a road where he was picked up by a passing family on vacation. And they must have freaked out. I mean, here's this guy looking like someone out of Night of the Living Dead with this arm that's gone, cut off, just a bloody stump. He's lucky they stopped. But so lesson number one for me is where there's multiple, But one of the lessons is you buy the highest quality tools that your money can afford. If you're going to get yourself a knife, get a good quality sheath knife and position it in such a way that you can then test that if you're going to put the knife on your right side, that you can still get it out of the sheath with your left hand, okay? Because think about that. If your right arm is the one that's pinned or it's broken, maybe it's broken. I've broken my arm, and there's absolutely nothing, excuse me, that you can do with that arm when it, until it's been set and a cast put on it. And then it's days, excuse me, oh, man. Okay. Okay, and here's the most obvious one, and this one just gets me. I know these, you hear about it all the time. There's something in this room. That's all it is. Who takes to the wilderness alone? And you hear about it all the time. So-and-so was missing for 3 days and was found wandering in the woods.
Jeez, Rob, you take your Zyrtec.
Man. Children who get lost from their parents in the woods and they're found days later, you know. Now, parents who lose their kid, I know kids are pretty ingenious at getting away from you, but it's almost a circumstance of where the parents should be horsewhipped. But I know it can happen. And then, you know, and I've had it where we set a time. We're camping. It's a hunting trip maybe, and everybody's going to be back at 1:30 or 2 from the morning hunt, eat dinner, and then go back out. And somebody will be late, way late. And it's one of those situations where you're worried. I mean, you're absolutely starting. Well, and there's... All right, folks, we're going to take a break. 1360 KHNC. We'll be right back with you in just a minute. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial.
Do you want to eat bread again and feel energized and not feel bloated and tired and sick? Here at Joseph's Organic Bakery, we offer superfood, ancient grain, stone ground bread made like 1,000 years ago. Please call me 954-541-4062 or order online at veganbakerymiami.com.
Tune in every Saturday morning from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM, for the Garden with Joy and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all season long every Saturday morning, 11 to noon.
Don't miss the Tree Farm's Father's Day sale going on now. Get Dad an 8 to 10 foot autumn glazed maple tree for only $199.99. 3-year-old fast growing privet hedges now get 6 for $326. 7 to 8 foot spring snow fruitless white flowering crab apple trees now $199.99. Save 40% on 5-year-old 4 to 5 foot tall ponderosa pine trees now $209.99.
You take
Come
I-25
see.
To exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
And I'm not missing a thing.
Watching all right, folks, we are back. This is the Pac-Man the Rev Show. My special guest today is Repairman Jack. And he has another name, but that's his radio name, just like I'm the Rev. So anyway, this one here, this is another highly known about, highly acclaimed survival story. In fact, they made a film about it also. In 1993, the movie was called Alive. And it was about, okay, ready? The accident took place on October 13th, 1972, when the plane, a Fairchild FH-2227D, clipped the top of a mountain. And, you know, when you live by the Andes, sometimes you have to fly through the Andes. And so the airplane was damaged and crashed, okay? And the crash itself claimed 33 of the 45 people that were on the airplane, okay? Another five had died by the next morning. So that's 38. On the eighth day, there was yet another fatality. Okay, the food supply was sparse. It's not normally what you would think about. It was not a long flight. They had snacks, chocolate bars, bottles of wine, and the survivors also had to deal with an avalanche. So their shelter, which is the body of this aircraft, is filled with dead people. And the airplane itself is buried. Completely buried. They actually had to shovel their way from the door, and I'm sure you've seen aircraft where inner doors were designed, or certain doors are always designed to open inwardly, and that's exactly for that reason. Some doors open outwardly, but some open inwardly, and so here they are. They're in day five. Still nothing to eat. Obviously, the snacks and whatever there was were eaten up. The temperature inside the airplane, because it's an aluminum tube buried in snow and ice, is right at freezing. They had to, the survivors, the few that were alive, had to improvise making sleeping bags, okay? And the food was gone. Now, you don't know how long you're going to be in that survival scenario. And as you can well imagine, on about day 13, they had to resort to cannibalism, the survivors. And when they were, eventually, they were rescued over 2 months later, 2 months later before the plane was finally located, and that was just by It was literally by the grace of God, a glint of light off an aluminum exposed part of the airplane. The person eventually had to just his, you know, the whole thing drove him nearly insane. He had to admit that the few of them survived by eating the dead. And you know, you think about that, and there was there was a person who had decided he wasn't going to do that, and he died of starvation X number of days in. And that alone, think about that. Think about that. I mean, Jack, how would you... Your two choices are to die of starvation or to eat a human being. How do you reconcile those choices?
Look, you'd have to be in that position to really know.
Yeah, I don't know if it was... This making a decision like that, you know, I guess you're in a situation where you consult with your maker, you know. Anyway, there's a couple others. There's one a gentleman named Stephen Callahan. And we're starting to see, I don't know if you've been reading about this or hearing about it on the news, where there's been issues with whales crashing into boats. And and they're doing it on purpose, and they don't know what's causing it. The most recent one was a killer whale who swam into the side on purpose of a sailboat, a wooden sailboat, and cracked the beams. You remember the scene in the movie Jaws?
Wow.
Where the killer whale is crashing into the side of the boat, and that, I mean, not the killer whale, the great white, the bad boy of the ocean. So, anyway, he ended up in a life raft, and in his particular case, he was in that life raft for 45 days. And he had survival skills, nautical survival skills, and so his he put those skills to use. They had, you know, life rafts. This particular kind had a small sail rigging on it, and all life rafts are required by the U.S. Coast Guard to have four to five, I think it's 5 days of food. Yes, 5 days. And Stephen Callahan was his name. He jumps out, and he's in the raft 45 days. And I can't even imagine, he must have had a heck of a good suntan already, but he collected rainwater in the sails to drink, kept his drinking vessel ready at 45 days. So the stories like that happen all the time. And all right, folks, We're going to go to another break, and then we'll come back, and we're going to have a couple of short segments. Don't go away. Stay with us. KHNC 1360, the Roar of the Rockies.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe-in-the-wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply. It doesn't burn. It doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works, even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country. Bleed Stop only works if you have it on hand.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Get yours today.
The KHNC live text line is open. Text questions or comments to 877-536-1360.
Blame the heart for the hurting. Blame the hurting on the heart. Blame the dark on the devil. Blame the devil on the dark. Blame the ex for the drinking. Blame the...
All right, folks, we're back. And, oh, man, I'm telling you, you know what, you think about this, but I want you to consider a survival situation like this that you might find yourself in. All right, guess what? We have got Jack. What have you got for us today, buddy? I know you got some stuff going on.
Well, I got growing fruit trees indoors in buckets. I didn't know that some of these even existed. There's dwarf peach trees, dwarf pear trees. Fig trees you can grow indoors.
Yeah, what are the
bushes?
Yeah, kind of go through the list of all the trees that are. I was shocked when I first started reading about that. Everything that's available in the dwarf varieties.
Dwarf fruit trees, they reach maturity faster. You can prune them just like a full-size tree to keep them manageable. And you do not need a special bucket. You can use 5-gallon buckets in your living room.
There
avocado trees.
Okay. Avocado.
Dwarf cherry trees.
Dwarf cherry.
Wine trees.
Okay. Is that for making dwarf margaritas?
Yeah.
Okay. Jack, it's just amazing we get through these, I'm telling you. You think about this. Okay, all those dwarf varieties now, call your nursery and find out what kind of dwarf trees he has in stock. Because, I mean, you can get peaches, pears, apples. And the whole concept there is even if you, like I've got this enormous apple tree in my backyard, and it produces wonderful apples, but The dwarf trees are capable, if they're kept in a sunny, warm area, of producing fruit almost all year. They do have to go into a dormant stage, but I suppose, you know, we're talking about storing all the food you can store because of the survival scenario. Growing all the food you can grow makes a lot of sense. So, you know, I can't pack all these trees in my bug out vehicle if I have to bug out. But my first and foremost plan, as I know it is for you, is I've got a I'm going to bug out in my house. I'm going to survive right where I'm at, and the amount of food that's in my home is I'm going to say not much more than anybody else has. The difference is I know it's going to run out. I know at some point it's not going to cut it. And, you know, I don't need 10,000 people showing up at my house for survival handouts or food. Because let me tell you what I think. You know, when you see the movie, you watch the movie The Road Warrior, those are the kind of people that don't care if you live or die. There's no morality left in them, you know. They'll run you down and kill you for the fuel that's in your gas tank. And so you have to hope that that the situation you're in has a few like-minded people, right? Because you got to buddy up with somebody.
Yep, you got to sleep sometime.
You got to. That's it. You got to sleep sometime. And you know, I know there's a lot of we'll call it game running around in the city, but if you have thousands of starving people, even in a small town like take Severance, for example, or a medium-sized town now like Golden used to be a small town, Erie. At some point, everybody's out of food. So your survival skills have to come into play. You have to be able to grow something. You've got to... I want to give people something upbeat to think about. Write this down. If all of all the essentials that I have to have in a survival scenario, nothing is more primary than just plain water. And, you know, I tell people, when you're at the grocery store, and, you know, most people have pretty common on their shopping list bottled water, and I buy it. You know, 3 years ago, I'd have thought you were crazy for buying water. But I get it. I get it. I forget to refill my pitcher in the refrigerator, and the bottled water is convenient. It's simple to keep cold. If it's the right container, you can even freeze it. That really crinkly plastic, it actually freezes. So it's possible to start out with just one and set it in something. So in the event it does break, you haven't flooded your freezer. But you'll find out that most all of them can be frozen. And so when a crisis hits, All right, folks. We're going to take another break. When we get back from break, I'm going to wrap this up. And, Jack, get ready, buddy. Your moment in the sun is coming. Jack.
Hi, are you suffering from diabetes? Would you like to get off those dangerous medications? Here at Joseph's Organic Bakery, we have a solution where you eat our low-glycemic ancient grain bread and go on our diet plan. Please call me at 954-541-4062 or visit our website, veganbakerymiami.com.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale. And here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com.
Use that promo code KHNC
to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My Slippers and Sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.
All aboard!
All right, folks. We're back. We are back. And, you know, I just want to emphasize this point. If you're one of those people that isn't prepping for the future, or prepping for your family, just why not? That's my question. Why not? Anyway, Eric, I don't know any Eric. Wait a minute. I've got a Jack here. Man, I'm never going to make this. You know, Jack, it's just going to take some time. What do you got, buddy? What do you got to share with us?
About Chinese troops on American soil.
Oh. Yeah.
Wake
Tell
the
us
hell
about
up.
That, buddy.
Yeah, they're coming across the southern border. They all and line up, backpacks, the right foot, standing. It's, at ease. They're obviously military. And there's just tens of thousands of them every week. You know, people need to wake the hell up. What's it going to take? You're going to get run through with a Chinese bayonet? Will you wake up then? You know, I don't know.
Well, and Jack, we know getting weapons in the United States, and I'm talking about swords or even making something, is so simplistic that if you got basic military instruction, and these guys, they're probably the equivalent of special forces types, wouldn't you guess?
Or, maybe higher ranking troops to mobilize. They're being trained at American military bases. I mean, the threat
is real.
Yeah,
that's an interesting. That's an interesting point, Jack. When you think about that, because the border's been being flooded for 3 solid years now, almost 4 years, virtually 4 years. Something that didn't happen under the... What is it that makes some individuals think that the open border is okay? Seriously, they couldn't possibly. I'm open to your opinion here, Jack, but these people couldn't possibly have thought through this. Or you wouldn't want an open border.
Oh, yeah. It's part of the plan.
Part of the plan.
It's so, just how bad it is. I mean, it is on a, from 1 to 10, it's a 10.
It's a 10.
Well,
and that's, and there's 100 radio shows a week you can listen to where people are talking about this stuff. But none of the people that need to hear it are listening. I mean, you've got, because prepping is, in one way, preparing yourself to deal with these thousands, millions. Yeah, you know, it's not thousands. It's not even hundreds of thousands. It's millions. Oh, man. I got to tell you, Jack, time goes fast when you're having fun. Folks, we'll see you 1 week from today, 1 to 2, KHNC 1360.